And just to round off the interview, and because I'm interested in it, and I hope you are too, I asked Dave about the inspiration he finds to write the songs and the lyrics for Demon and Others.
Well, for me, over the years, what I've always done, I always, you know, obviously work on melodies, but I'm a lyricist as well. I have to do all the, so unfortunately, from the early days, I've been sort of tortured or lumbered with the lyrics because nobody else would do it. But I mean, I have a book and I jot down things in life that do happen and jot down ideas. And sometimes, even years later, that'll come into play because of a piece of music I'm doing with someone else and think, yeah, that'll fit in there. So I'm an observer of life, that's me. And so basically, you know, I can be watching telly, so I like that idea. Not nicking something, but I like what somebody said, so I can maybe work on that. Because I've always said that most of the great love songs I couldn't write, but what I can do, I'm a bit of a storyteller personally. And, I would jot things down. I have a book full of things that we've never used, but maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 years later, I think, I'll bring this thing alive. So it's I'm just an observer, and I say, I'll end up by saying to you, I'm a sucker for a song, so I'll observe. You know, I envy some of the great songs and think, well, I work this way, and these are in my book, and one day I bring them all to life. Absolutely. So that's how it works. So,
yes. So is that kind of, somebody might say something and you go, that's a clever line, I'll store that for future, or story ideas or things like that? Is it,
yeah,
kind
I
of
mean,
what it is?
I like to delve in the story myself. I mean, somebody might, I might hear something you know, and I think, yeah, quite like that. That's, you know, like Someone's Watching You, which is the last track on the album. I mean, for a long, long time, because I always like horror films and things anyway, and I think, I heard the line, Someone's Watching You, and think, yeah, I could do something with that. So basically, that's all it was. I think I may have called it someone saying something. So from then, I would, you know, build up, walk in the light, beware of the night, always stay out of sight. Because once I've got an in with a song, I'd go down that road. And I told somebody the other week at school, they always used to say, David's a dreamer. I'd like to, the reports always said, I'd like to know what he sees out the window. So basically, I jot something down, man. I got a minute now, I'm having a glass of wine in the conservatory, the dream starts. So that's me.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you very much for the time on this.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for giving us your time.
Not at all. It'd be lovely to catch up again soon.